It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Kevin Gavin, sitting in for Paul Guggenheimer. September 15th to October 15th is Hispanic Heritage Month in Pennsylvania, to note the many contributions of Latinos and Hispanics in the Commonwealth. Latinos and Hispanics represent the state's fastest-growing minority group, almost 6.5%, or just over 810,000 of Pennsylvania's residents. That increase in numbers is also translating into an increase in Latino businesses in the Pittsburgh region. Essential Pittsburgh business contributor Rebecca Harris joins us to talk about this growing business sector. Rebecca is the director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University. Rebecca Harris, welcome back to Essential Pittsburgh.
It's nice to see you again.
And you as well.
Thank you.
Rebecca, I mentioned some of those statewide numbers. What are the demographics for our local Latino community compared to maybe other geographic regions?
I think that we are doing really well here. We're not one of the most popular states in terms of Latino or Hispanic, and those terms are really interchangeable. But we are a state that's growing in this population. Nationwide, there are 53 million Hispanic members, and they constitute about 17% of our population. And this number has grown substantially, and I think we're going to continue to see that growth so that by the year 2050, the projections are for 130 million Hispanic people here, bringing lots of their contributions, their culture, their businesses to our region. So I think that's really exciting and a great thing to be a part of. Here locally, too, we're seeing probably the biggest population of Hispanic people from Mexico. So that's really the local population here in terms of what we're seeing. And we're also seeing a growth nationwide in the number of businesses. The number of Hispanic-owned businesses in 2007 was 2.3 million. It was up 40% from 2002, and the gross receipts were close to $350 billion. So we're seeing some real growth in numbers.
I remember one of our 90.5 reporters doing a long report on the growth of Latino businesses in the Pittsburgh area. This was 7-9 years ago. Much of it was focused. Much of this growth was focused in the Beachview area. That's not necessarily the case anymore, stretching into Brookline and other communities as well, right?
Absolutely. We actually work with a wonderful woman business owner who has a store in Sharpsburg, Pennsylvania. This is La Dorita Dolce de Leche. And she conceived of this business in Argentina. She set up both a commercial kitchen, farm to table, is making jars of this wonderful dulce de leche, really growing a substantial business. So we're seeing these businesses now throughout the region.
You mentioned Sharpsburg. I grew up in neighboring Etna, and I remember as a kid, people would come from all over the region to Sharpsburg because it was the only authentic Mexican restaurant in the Pittsburgh area. So
it's really exciting. And when we look at the Mexican population in Pittsburgh growing over the past few decades, it's really comprised of students, professionals, families, a great mix. So we're seeing a lot of diverse cultural and social aspects coming into the city, and that's great for us.
I mentioned earlier that Beachview has a really strong, vibrant Latino business community. Beachview, that neighborhood was without a grocery store for many years, not nearly as long as the Hill District, but still without a grocery store for many years. And then about 2 years ago, an IGA grocery opened there. But last week, the management changed, and it changed in an interesting way. The owners of Las Palmas assumed the operations. And, of course, Las Palmas has grocery stores in Brookline, Oakland, and Washington, PA as well. And these are grocery stores with Latino products. What is that saying? Is it saying something about the original grocery store or just the demand, the market, the need, the desire for the Latino food products?
I think as we're seeing the population increase, Kevin, we're really seeing an increase in demand for these products and really the real McCoy, not just sort of knockoff products, but the real thing. And I think that that's a great segment to look at. It's a great niche to get into. And obviously, you don't build these supermarkets and continue them and continue these businesses unless there's a high demand.
What is interesting as well over that particular store is going to continue to carry its, quote, regular line of products. So its regular customers have that, but now they can experience or test some other products that they might not be all that familiar with, but maybe a bit, you don't have to be too venturesome.
I think that's very important for people to understand and experience other cultures, to be exposed to them. That's really how we have diversity, and then in turn how we have inclusion. And I think that those aspects of our culture are very important. And so in celebrating National Hispanic Heritage Month, it gives us an opportunity to think about these cultures, which are really our neighbors.
Our neighbors. They're part of our community, vital part of our community. So with more and more people becoming entrepreneurs, opening businesses or wanting to open businesses, what are some of the resources that are here in the region to provide advice, incentives, just encouragement for people, whether they're Latino or not, to provide that information to help them along?
One of the most important resources, and I know we have some sites on your website that people can go to, is the Pittsburgh Metropolitan Area Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. Pittsburgh Metropolitan Area Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. So that's really, they're a regional advocate for Hispanic business, community, civic, economic interests. And I think that that's a great place for people to start. Also, many of the universities have entrepreneurial centers like our Center for Women's Entrepreneurship. Duquesne has one. Pitt has one. You can go out to Seton Hill. There are a number of them, and they're very important in terms of taking real classes to learn how to develop and grow entrepreneurial interests. I know Duquesne has some special opportunities to do import-exporting as well. So there are great resources available, and I always say to people that you can learn how to be an entrepreneur. You have to take some risks. You have to really show some spirit in it, but we have some amazing resources in this region to help you out.
So let me ask you some specific advice that you might give from your center. So a Latina comes to the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University and is asking for some of the basic principles, strong business principles of getting something off the ground and to make it a success. What are you going to tell that individual?
The first thing I say to people who come to me, I first say, I need to know that you're totally 150% passionate about this product because it's a 24/7 business. This is not something that you can walk away from. Number two, I say, do you have a niche? You cannot be everything to all people anymore in this marketplace. It's very important to have a niche. So I love these niches that we're seeing in these supermarkets. I love these specific businesses because I think that will lend to additional purchasing additional real specialty products. You look at La Ferrera, which is a Peruvian store, which is on Walnut Street, mm-hmm. owned by the women that own Pamela's. They serve both Peruvian food as well as have some great import products from Peru. Very specific niche, very targeted. And I think that businesses need to look at that as a great example of how to start and run a business.
Is there a downside to having that niche in terms of, am I limiting my potential market, my potential field of consumers?
I think what you'd have to look at then is, what are the different ways to sell? You can have a retail store, but are you selling then via the internet, and do you have a huge internet exposure, which could be 3 or 4 times the base that you have in retail? So I think you can niche, but you have to really look at your sales and distribution channels.
So do you have to be able to sell online, or is it just get the word out and maybe they'll come to your brick and mortar place?
I'm a big advocate of selling online. I buy online all the time, and I think the younger generation is going to do so even more. I almost think if you're not online selling, you're really missing the boat.
Put on that prognosticator's cap. Is it the rest of this decade and the decades ahead? You mentioned that the Latino population is expected to grow significantly.
Significantly, absolutely.
So is this a good time over the course of the rest of this decade and the decades ahead for Latino business people?
Latino business people, and also, how about this, people who teach Spanish. I wish I had taken Spanish when I was in high school. I took French. My daughter speaks Spanish fluently. That is a huge advantage. So you think of all the ancillary businesses that can support the Latino community that is going to be growing in size, the medical services that will be needed, the interpretation services, everything else. I think there's some great opportunities. And also the sort of the joie de vivre, which is really a French term for a great lifestyle and great enjoyment of life for the Latinos who are coming here.
Rebecca Harris is a Central Pittsburgh's business contributor. She's also the director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University. A reminder, Central Pittsburgh will host a public forum on the Affordable Care Act next Thursday, September 26th, at 6 p.m. here at the Community Broadcast Center. Send us your questions on what you would like to know about the Affordable Care Act and join us on September 26th. Rebecca, always a pleasure. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
And that is Essential Pittsburgh for this Tuesday. Thanks so much for tuning in, 90.5 WESA. You can catch the entire show online at WESA.fm or as a podcast in iTunes. I'm Kevin Gavin, sitting in today for Paul Guggenheimer. Tomorrow on Essential Pittsburgh, Jennifer Jordan of the Allegheny Front will be sitting in the host chair. So join us tomorrow for more Essential Pittsburgh.